You see, the governor, Felix, had a little problem with this self-control thing. He had a problem with his lust, and it led him to adultery. Drusilla was in fact his third wife. Excuse me. He also had a problem with covetousness. His million drachmas weren't enough. He needed a few more from the Apostle Paul and his friends. He was seeking a bribe. He needed to put all of these things under subjugation. He needed to repent, accepting the gospel through faith. Repentance is something which accompanies salvation. It reflects a change of mind, a change of heart, and a change of God. The God of self must be replaced by the God of truth. The God of money must be replaced by the God of mercy. The judgment to come. Accountability after this life is over. It is obvious. It's a fact that we're all created, and also He has put eternity in the hearts of all men and women. And as it is appointed for men to die once, but after this, the judgment. So the conversation might have gone something like this. The Apostle Paul respectfully speaking to the governor Felix might have asked something along these lines. Governor, let me ask you a question. If all these things be true, and if there is a resurrection, the universe bears witness to this. Your conscience bears witness to this. And now God through Jesus Christ is bearing witness to this. Felix, what will be your end? Where will you go if you were to die today, Felix? And this scripture is not recorded not only for the governor's edification, but for yours and mine. As it has been written, so then I ask you the same question today. Friend, where will you go if you were to die this day? Which leads us to a second point upon which we will linger but a moment. Felix was afraid. Felix was afraid. He was convicted by these things. He thought for a moment and he reasoned within himself. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Wow, that sounds like something we might read in the Old Testament, huh? Yeah, it sounds like something we might read in the Old Testament. But, friends, I'm quoting out of the New Testament. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. God was convicting Felix through the Holy Spirit. For the believer, God the Holy Spirit works from within. We read in the pages of the Holy Writ that God the Holy Spirit indwells believers from the moment of their salvation, from the moment of conversion. But God the Holy Spirit also works from without, from outside the individual, through the preaching of God's Word, and through any and all means according to the will of God, to convict the hearts of unbelievers. The Lord Jesus puts it this way: God was convicting Felix of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Sound familiar? The Apostle Paul was appropriating the very power of God in speaking on the very terms that God convicts unbelievers everywhere. Of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, why? Because they do not believe in me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. Felix sent Paul away until, quote, a convenient time. There would be more conversations with Paul, we read in verse 26. More conversations, but there would never be a conversion of Felix, so far as we know. Felix heard the gospel message, and he put it off. He put it off as a very nice way of saying he rejected it. As I've said so many times before, I'll say it again, that there are more procrastinators in hell than all other manner of sinners combined. If it is not a convenient time now, then you will likely have an excuse why it is not a convenient time next week, next month, next year, and the days after that. It's just a smoke screen. I'll wait till a more convenient time. It's not a promise that's followed through nearly as well as it might be even in our earthly existence. It's amazing how men and women will mow their lawn and clean out their basement, wash the cupboards at a more convenient time. They'll actually get to that. Trivial matters. But the soul, a more convenient time may never come. Let us apply the scripture to believers. A more convenient time. Many times, as Christians, we want to do this for God. We want to pray more. We want to read through our Bible. We want to engage in Bible study. We want to come out and worship with the saints on Sunday morning or Friday evening. There's some great work that needs to be done. There's some need. But we're going to do it at a more convenient time. Consider in your heart what thing it is that you thought at one time to do, put off for a more convenient time. Thought of it a couple other times in between. And when you're really honest with yourself, you realize that that was just an excuse. Communion time hasn't come to this day. Maybe the convenient time is now. Felix sent Paul away. Felix, still being destined for the place where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. I didn't say it, the Lord did. There is a better way. There's another account in the book of Acts. The Philippian jailer, cut to the heart, amazed by the great things that God was doing in his midst, says to Paul and Silas, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Saved from what? The consequences of his own lack of righteousness? The consequences of his own lack of self-control? And above those two things, the judgment to come. And the answer comes back. Believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. Why? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Friends, today is a convenient time. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your faithfulness in our lives. We thank you for your faithfulness in this ministry, for those whom you've raised up to do your will and preach your gospel and word, and indeed through it. We ask you, Lord, that all manners of ministry this morning have the desired effect, have your desired effect, that people are cut to the heart, that souls be converted, and that your sons and daughters be empowered and encouraged to move forward in the work. For the harvest is plentiful and the laborers are few. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.